This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Sports Station. Dirt and Sprague.
29-yard attempt for David Alano of Illinois to win the Liberty Mutual Music City Bowl. Snap, spot, kick straight down the middle, and the Illini have come back to beat Tennessee 30-28.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Seals takes the snap. Seals checks it down to Payne at the 35, 30, makes a man miss, spins out of trouble, down the sideline, picks up the first down and then some, gets it to the end zone for a touchdown, and TCU will walk this off.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Good morning. Welcome in to Dirt and Sprague. The final Sports Saturday edition of 2025.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Love you guys, man. It's good to see y'all.
When does Anderson Cooper start drinking?
Has he not already started drinking?
Well, he tries to hold off as long as... before his, are they married?
Who, him and Andy Cohen?
Yeah,
or
Andy Cohen.
I don't know.
To each other?
Yes.
Yeah. They play for the same team. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I knew that, but I wasn't, yeah.
I didn't know if they actually ever got married or they're just together.
No, I think they're just bros. Just bros. Just kidding, you know.
They're dorbs, if so.
I was going to say, do gay dudes call each other bros?
I'm sure they do. There's actually a movie about
bro.
gay love and everything. It's actually super funny. It's called Bros.
It's called Bros.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget my man's name that's in it, but he's super, super funny. But yeah,
I don't
it's called
know, but
Bros.
Outside,
so I would say yes.
Outside of the football, that's the most entertaining part of New Year's Eve.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I wished last year when I was sitting around, I was hanging out with my girlfriend and over at her friend's house, and we have Anderson Cooper or whatever on. I think that with bowl season, we need to convince two teams to play a bowl game at like 7:30 Pacific. That takes us right up until 11 o'clock at night. On this side of the country, so that way we have a college football game going up right until midnight.
The New Year's Eve Bowl.
Yes,
let's call it that,
and have it. I mean, we're kind of get that tonight with the college football playoff being at 4:30. That will end around 7:45, 8 o'clock ish, somewhere around there. Yeah. But no, I want something starting right after that.
I got a great idea.
And going up until 11:30. The whole New Year shows, they don't really do it for me anymore.
Give us teams 13 and 14 in that in that New Year's Eve game.
See, I don't think you'll be able to, I don't think you'll be able to get those teams to agree. I'm talking, get me a, like a Conference USA and a Sun Belt team or something like that. Just something.
Sun Belt, Fun Belt.
Yeah. You'd watch it. I think we'd all watch
it. Oh, I was sitting there last year at like 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, I really wish there was a football game that was on right now. I will run my presidential campaign on that. First
do the Hawaii Bowl rather on Christmas Eve.
There you
go. Dark on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
people are with family. You're
yeah.
Do the Hawaii Bowl. Have it kick off. So if it kicked off at 9 p.m. Pacific, so I think that's 7 p.m. local time. So okay. It kick off at midnight Eastern.
I think that's
they're up.
I think that's genius.
Yeah. Why not? A 9 o'clock kick on the Pacific?
So do the Hawaii Bowl, 7 p.m. local time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would work.
If my time zone math is correct.
And it's just wonky enough to where I think you can get a couple group of six schools to sign off on that. They're in Hawaii.
You're in Hawaii for New Year's. Yeah. What are you complaining about?
Yeah, exactly. I think we got something.
You don't have to get
there.
The
players
you can
having
leave.
To play? Like,
you can leave the day after Christmas.
Players? We don't care home. About the players. Yeah, right? I mean, God, we're paying them.
Other
now.
Than those guys, like everybody else wins on that day.
They're getting paid. They're fine. They're getting, I don't know, grab bags, swag bags.
Oh, have you seen the stuff that I know you know swag, but have you seen like stuff they get at like bowl
well,
games?
Well, now that there's no rules whatsoever, like they can.
There's just a.
There used everything. To be somewhat of a salary cap on the amount of
couple bands inside their drawstring bag.
That's awesome.
Now they can just whatever the sponsors want to give them.
I wonder what per diem is now that NIL and everything is kind of, especially for a team like Oregon.
Maybe they just give them strip club vouchers, just straight up. They're like, look, just to
this
you
is
know.
Good for $1,500 at the club. Just go ahead and take this.
Just to circumvent what you will do with your per diem, we're just gonna give you a voucher to Magic City. Okay,
that's actually again not a bad idea. I think the best thing these sports companies can do, the NBA, the NFL, is just go with it, man. These guys are going to do
just
it.
Just lean
let's,
into the debauchery.
Just lean into it, man. Like, we know you're going to do it. At least now we know that Frank is in charge over there, so everything will be fine once you guys are in the building. Like, I think they just need to lean into it because these dudes are going to do it anyway.
The Adam and Eve Bowl.
Hey, I'm all for that. I'm all for that. Is that the lingerie the Lingerie Bowl?
Is that still going on?
Is that still a thing? What's it called? The Legends Football League. They changed the name from Lingerie Football League to the Legends Football League. Okay. That's a real thing, yeah.
The Legends?
Yes. That's a real thing. And let's be honest, fellas.
I just loved how crazy the coaches were in that. Like
they were really trying to go for the W in that game, right?
They're cursing out the ladies on the team, just Tata's hanging out. And just
fellas, we're all guilty. We all watched it.
I've never watched it live.
I don't even know where to go find it.
Spike TV?
None of us actively searched it out. That's what the first thing we'll say. None of us did that. However, when we were passing Spike TV or TNN or whatever channel that it was on, we all stopped. What's this? Huh. That's interesting.
I miss Spike TV.
Bikinis, eh? And football together? Who knew?
I wonder if you ever had a little nip slip on the broadcast. I'm sure you did. I mean,
can't say that I have. Well, then again, probably have.
It sounds like you're very well versed in watching these games. It seems like if anybody did seek these out,
I'm definitely not. You know, but again, in passing,
Rashad had the reminder set on the Comcast box that would pop up 10 minutes before it started.
It was relaxing. It was like having the Ryder Cup on a Sunday. It's like, oh, okay, this is cool. Just put that on in the background.
I'm sorry, I'm very distracted.
The Ryder Cup is anything but relaxing.
No, yeah.
That's a different story.
I'm very distracted all of a sudden right now, because speaking of women, I have the NFL Network on right now, and they have the different hosts in their different locations, and it just showed Manti Te'o, who's been doing stuff for the NFL Network.
Which I had no idea until Monday.
A couple days ago, yeah. You know how like they all have their setups behind them, their Zoom setups, and shows their bookcase and footballs, and usually there's some sort of alma mater thing back there.
I don't have a good one at my house.
Manti Te'o has a poster from his documentary about his fake girlfriend, like the movie poster. and it takes up like
the
half
Netflix
the
Netflix poster.
Yeah, it's like half the screen.
Well,
it's
was
like,
he an executive producer on it?
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Well,
I mean,
he's looking for royalties.
But I just find that. Do we not find that weird?
Not the thing you want people to remember about you, but I mean,
like to have it so proudly emblazoned behind you, like Untold, the Mantis Teo story, like not like how he like, wow, he really overcame adversity. It's like no, he got catfished, and went on national broadcast post game talking about his girlfriend who was dying from cancer or did die from cancer that didn't even exist.
He's probably got a lot of money from that, because remember, they started a whole TV show based off of the Manti Te'o situation.
Oh, the Catfish.
Yeah. Which was on for like 35 seasons on MTV. So yeah, I'm sure he got a little bit, because he was the example that was initially used in the very first episode of Catfish.
Sorry, it just threw me for a... that was one of those where squirrel moments where I have the TV in front of me and I'm like, that is a very large poster advertising the documentary of one of the darkest moments of your life and one of the most embarrassing. It wasn't like a dark moment like my family, you know, died, or oh my gosh, I overcame cancer, and you know, like it's an inspiring story. It's like, dude, that was,
he had us
that was
all
pretty
feeling,
pretty embarrassing.
We all felt so bad for this young man. Like then he's like, wait, his girl died, and then like his then like somebody else passed away in between there, and it was like, oh man, this kid, man, you feel for him going into this national championship game, and then we find out, wait, what?
I haven't seen that documentary yet.
It's about a year old.
Yeah, it was like a year or two it came out.
A little over a year ago, yeah.
I'll tell you what, that would have been my Joe Fisher top story of 2025. That's for damn sure. My that would have topped the list. Of top stories of 2025.
And I got to say this, man. Netflix has been, they've been hit or miss with some of their sports documentaries.
Well, I heard
some of them have been great.
I heard the Steve McNair one kind of sucked. Like, it gave like no new information in that. The one that me and my son started watching, we got to finish it, is the Court of Gold, which came out earlier this year. That was about the Olympics, Olympic basketball teams, U.S., Canada.
That was good.
Serbia and France. We actually did end up watching the Redeem Team documentary not too long ago as well. Because, yeah, I mean, and I've talked about this before when I fill in, but when you watch some of those documentaries, it definitely makes you feel old and unk status, as they say.
Unk, man, for you?
For me, especially. Yeah, I mean, like... It's starting to hit me, like, and this happened with the Hall of Fame list that came out in the NFL, when you, like, see all 15 finalists, and you're like, I think they're all Hall of Famers. Those guys were studs. And it's like, yeah, they were all good, or you just have...
Which is why they're considered for the Hall of Fame.
Or you just have nostalgia for that time of watching football, and you're like, and you think, oh, he was solid. He was great, too.
Wait, how old are you, Joe?
I'm the ripe old age of 33.
You're not unk yet.
I will be 34 next month.
You're not unk yet. You got a little bit.
Exactly 1 month from now.
Yeah. You're right now you're considered big bro.
I don't know. I mean, like my son, some of the things I have to inform him on, like I think it was when we were watching the Redeem Team, he was asking about like certain players, or some guys were like popping up, like Carlos Boozer popped up, and I was like, oh yeah, his son is like the number one player in the country over at Duke right now. And I was like, oh god, that makes me sound old.
Yeah, because we're old, like, bro. It's okay, lean into it, bro, enjoy it.
And then like Michael Redd showed up, because they were talking
so
about
cold.
The 2004 Olympic team, the one that finished in third place. And yeah, I was like, when he popped up, I was like, oh, dude, Michael Redd, automatic bucket getter, dude, just could pour it in. That was, and then another moment where I'm like, oh god, that kind of sounded old there. Like,
yeah, Michael Redd was nice. It is. I looked at the Stromile Swift dunk kind of compilation. Do you know Stromile Swift?
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm familiar.
What's the that he used to do after he dunked? Like, it's so powerful. Every dunk, windmills off vert. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Me and my buddy yesterday, because we did this last week when we were talking about like old Big East players. So then I started looking at First team all Big East over the last few years. And then we started going down the road of old players. He dropped a Michael Sweetney on me.
Michael Sweetney.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, that was one of the more frustrating players to watch if he was cooking you. Like, it didn't happen often, but if Michael Sweetney was giving you the business, you weren't happy about it. You definitely weren't happy about it.
No. Some Hakeem Wark on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some, and that's the thing, is when I start looking at those, like, all first team Big East teams from, like, the late 2000s, early 2010s, that's when I'm starting to, like,
What's my man's name? Was it McNamara? What was the first name from?
Gio?
Not Gio. From Syracuse.
Yeah.
Was it Gio?
I don't know. You're gonna have to. You got a computer in front of you there, bud.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Somebody knows.
Yeah, but yeah,
he was cold.
I don't know. I think I'm approaching, if not entering, unk status because of, again, I catch myself in those moments.
So let me break it down for you.
And I'm just like, this isn't. Yeah, I think this is where it starts.
So the little dudes are from 1 to 15. Young dudes or
YNs.
Yeah, we're not going to say that, are from 15 to 25, right?
What am I?
Big bro is 25 to 35. That's okay. Big bro. Unk, 45 to 55.
Well, you skip 35 to 45.
35 to 45 is...
I think that might be unk.
No, that's unk. Yeah. 45 to 55 is OG.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
And so then swags. 55 to 65, That's you, elder. Hey, respect your elders. Like, respect to you.
Better be careful with that.
You better respect the elder across the glass.
Hey, no, I'm saying that. That's the you. The hey,
Jerry McNamara.
Jerry, there it is.
Now 42 years old and the head coach of the Siena Saints.
Oh my gosh, McNamara is 42.
See again. Jeez. You're having that moment right now too.
Hey, you say old school Big East, and I think Ronnie Cikley and Dwayne Pearl Washington.
Yeah,
give me some and Chris Mullin. Mullin.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I just go
Patrick
back.
Patrick Ewing.
I go
and
to
David Wingate.
I go to like Roy Hibbert and Aaron Gray for Pitt.
I think I was already graduated from college by then. I might have had a kid.
And it's quite possible. It's quite possible. Those are the good days. I think was it in hour three? We will have a segment about college basketball because coaches are pissed right now. There's a lot of wonky stuff happening. In college basketball.
And the wrong coaches are doing all the talking.
That is exactly right. You are 100% right on that. We have plenty of playoff stuff to get to, NFL in and college. We will give our second round picks today. Who is winning the second round of the college football playoffs? We also give who's winning these divisional battles in the NFL and try and get our brackets sorted out and these first round matchups of what we expect in the NFL. We also have to talk about not just Ducks and Texas Tech. We haven't talked about Indiana, Alabama much at all this week. That is the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. We got NFL contract incentives happening this week. We got Black Monday coming up. Which coaches do we expect to not be around with their team? In the fourth hour, we're going to talk a little Blazers. We're going to have Eric Gunderson on for the ticker at 9:15. We will do stat or story at 9:30. Rashad, I hope you have your stat ready to go.
Told you I do.
Professor Swigart over there gave you your homework assignment yesterday.
I told you I do. I knew my homework.
Okay. Let's start, though, in the NFL. Not a good day if you have the surname Diggs. We get to that next here. Dirt and Sprague, Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If anybody out there listening has the last name Diggs, I hope your day went okay yesterday.
Man, are you okay? Like, seriously. Me? No, anybody named Diggs, like, man, just personally, are you good right now?
I was going to say, as a Cowboys fan, I am fine. Getting rid of that contract, not dealing with that headache anymore. I will always remember 2021, though. What a year. What a year for Trayvon Diggs.
I just hope whatever's happening in these dudes' lives, they get it fixed and worked out, because clearly something's off.
Well, the news broke yesterday during the end of our show when we were wrapping up for the day that Stephon Diggs faces strangulation and assault charges, felony charge of strangulation and a misdemeanor charge of assault. As Rashad said, I'm sure in the next couple hours we'll get more details on that. And actually, the Reddit warriors, the message boards, they kind of alluded to what this was about. I thought it was Cardi. I thought from the statement of the lawyer, it was like, this is going to have some major publicity on this one or something along those lines. I was like, oh boy, here we go. But no, it turns out that it was his chef. It was a woman chef that he has. According to a police report, a woman went to police December 16th and shared that she was working as a private chef on the date of the incident, December 2nd, in question, when Diggs entered her unlocked bedroom, which I'm guessing he just had her living at his house. You know, that I think a lot of athletes do that, yeah, with their private chefs. They just have them live with them. I mean, you need them for three meals a day. So, and allegedly smacked her across the face after they had discussed money owed to her. According to police, she said she attempted to push Diggs away when he allegedly tried to choke her with his elbow around her neck and later threw her on the bed and said lies when she said she had not been paid. Lies, he said. After the alleged assault, she left her position in the residence to stay with a friend. When the woman returned December 9th to retrieve her property, Diggs referred her to his assistant, who told the woman she had to sign a non-disclosure agreement before she would be paid. She did not sign it per the report. And a week later, she informed police of what happened. Didn't want to file charges initially before deciding to do so on December 22nd. Patriots, I mean, they released their statement yesterday, and I kind of glanced over yesterday, but they said in their statement that we support Stephon.
They did say that, which...
So, I mean, probably not the... best day,
not the greatest day to
wear your Patriots hat.
I couldn't find my blue beanie, and this was blue, and I just threw it on.
Should have rocked the Andre 3000 beanie.
Yeah, I was gonna wear the PCC hat that I wore the other day.
Support him until they can't support him. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Basically for now. And so I guess I'll continue to, because we don't know everything. This could be hearsay, but just considering.
Bob Kraft's got a defense attorney recommendation. He can probably give him.
So. Probably, yeah, right? I'm sure that. And honestly, for NFL guys, I'm sure he won't have a hard time finding a defense attorney that's going to be able to take care of this. But the one thing I said yesterday, and I was kind of, you know, hoping it wasn't true, is I said, I hope this isn't a woman.
Yeah.
I really hope this was a, you know, I hope nobody gets hurt, but if they do get hurt, I'm hoping it's a guy and not a female. And of course, happens to be more, you know, assault stuff. So if this is true, I don't know what's fine. He gets some suspensions. He gets some fines.
He would certainly be in violation of the personal conduct policy.
Yeah, but is there any
credit to what's been reported? He's looking at least a 4-game suspension.
Exactly, 4 games. Like, cool. Diggs. I can choke someone. I can slap a woman. I get 4 games for it. Like, tight.
As long as there's not video. Yeah.
As long as it's not video, right?
Yeah, we saw.
Well, it depends on if there's actual substantiated evidence, proof, yeah, and goes to trial and all that stuff, then it's much more than that. If everything's sketchy, it never gets to trial, the NFL can't corroborate much, but they don't like what happened, it'll be 4 games.
Following Tuesday's hearing, Diggs's defense team said it was working on a monetary resolution to the incident, according to the Boston Globe. So they're going to try and, let's just say, the money that she said she didn't get paid, she's going to get paid something.
Pennies. Yeah.
She's going to get paid something now, that's for sure.
Here's what we know. Whenever there's an NDA involved, can't be good. I've never heard anybody sign an NDA because things were all good. Things were
at least not after the fact.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's necessary before the fact when you don't want stuff.
Yeah, that's usually usually when you want to give someone the NDA.
That's usually when it happens, right? You know, and
before anything happens.
If you're gonna come, cautionary type thing.
You know, at that point you're gonna come, you're gonna be, you know, providing personal services on a regular basis. Hey.
That's cool.
What happens here?
Yeah,
I don't want to see it in
this
the tabloids.
Stays here. But after I choke you, and after now you want the NDA, it's like, yeah, okay, that's a little weird.
Well, I will say that Trayvon Diggs' situation, you know, unfortunate for him, definitely not as serious as Stephon Diggs, as the Cowboys released Trayvon Diggs yesterday after joining the team in 2020, being drafted. Getting a contract extension in 2023, a 5-year, $97 million contract extension.
Damn.
He has played in just 21 games over the past 2 seasons because of knee injuries. He has been absolutely torched this entire season whenever he's been on the field. Yeah, concussion this year, a couple other injuries. The story came out, which was basically pushed by his PR team, that he wanted to stay in DC in the DMV after the Cowboys' Christmas Day victory over the Commanders. He has family in the area. And Schottenheimer and the team was like, no, that's not happening. You're going to fly back with the team. And he tried to say, he's like, all right, well, I'm going to fly back here once we get back to Dallas. So, like, it would just be easier if you just let me stay here. And they're like, yeah, no, you're coming back with the team. The way that this kind of seems like to me is, and I saw it somewhere, I thought it was a really good analogy, is when you tell your kid to do a bunch of chores and they don't do them, and then they're like, hey, do you mind if I go hang out with my friends? And you're like, bro, what? No, I told you to do this. I wanted you to do this. You haven't done this. Like, no, you can't hang out with everyone. But they're just right here. Like, I'm just going to go hang out with them anyways. It's like, no, you can't. And then also, I think that, because me and fellow Cowboys fan Kurt Ludwig on the sales staff were talking about it, like, why don't you wait until after the season? I think this is Jerry pulling a, you know, he's pulling an agent move here, trying to get in good with Trayvon Diggs' agent. Because you know who Trayvon Diggs' agent is?
Drew Rosenhaus?
No. Take a wild guess of who Jerry Jones was working with this offseason leading into this year. And that was on the Cowboys.
That was the same as Micah Parsons' agent?
Same as Micah Parsons.
Oh, geez.
Who is also the same agent as George Pickens. So I think that it was one of those, you know, he could have waited until after this weekend's game to release him, and then no team can sign him. But I think that it was one of those, we're going to do him a solid, get in good favor with the agent again by releasing him now, so that way a team that is in the playoffs, in a playoff hunt, can sign him.
So I'm seeing a note. Could be wrong. Could be rumor. But apparently NFL teams are interested because he is, you know, valuable, I guess. One of those teams, the New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
That are most interested in his services. So two Diggs brothers that could give you a headache on the team, right? That'll be fun.
Well, maybe, I don't know, Micah obviously is not playing. I know him and Diggs are friends. Maybe he vouches the Packers to. I know the Ravens, they need some help in the secondary with the injuries they've had this year. So we'll see where Trayvon Diggs ends up after being released by the Cowboys. I know that he will definitely clear waivers because there's no point in claiming him with that contract that he has right now. So once he clears waivers, some team will be able to sign him as a free agent. So again, if you are last name Diggs out there, or first name Diggs, that'd be kind of weird first name. But, you know, if you have Diggs in your name at all yesterday,
sorry.
Hope it was a better day for you than Stephon and Trayvon. Let's get over to some on the field NFL stuff. The division winners are. We'll find that out next. We will claim who the division winners are next here on Dirt and Spray.
I'll come running back to you.
I'm getting fired up in here.
So you're so happy though. I mean, I can tell. There's a part of you that's like, I don't give a damn about, you know, Trayvon being gone. This is a good thing for the Cowboys.
No, I'm cool with it. Obviously, the on-field performance completely fell apart from his record-breaking year in 2021 when he had 11 interceptions. But you want to talk about needing a culture shift and dudes that are going to hold themselves accountable and hold their teammates accountable and coaches that are going to hold. That's the one thing. This season has not gone the Cowboys' way by any means, but the one thing I will say is I like Schottenheimer. He at least holds players accountable. And
that's so funny to hear, because remember last year when Schottenheimer got hired?
Oh, everybody
it was,
hated it.
What the hell? Terrible hire. Worst hire that's ever been made as a Cowboys coach. What pedigree does he have? Blah, blah, blah. This is what the sentiment was among most football fans when Schottenheimer got hired.
Defense is not – that's not on him. Granted, he did hire Matt Eberflus, so that I guess that hire is on him. But
did he hire Eberflus? That's the question. That's the question of all that stuff. Is it purely his doing, or did Jero say, here, pick from
like
these guys?
This Eberflus guy. I think that he has done some great things over the years.
Look, there's nothing sexy. Nothing gets you going more than salary cap space.
I think that, you know, the tumbleweed, as long as the wind is strong.
Yeah, go circumcise some more mosquitoes.
Will, you know, go with the wind. But if the wind isn't strong, then the tumbleweed will stay put.
That's actually a very good Jerry Jones impression. Thing about it is, when you're a billionaire, people just acquiesce. Yeah, you're right.
I know.
But yeah, the mosquitoes should get circumcised. Like, I think that's a great point, Jerry. Like,
I am a monkey
tell
fan.
Tell me more. Yeah, I want to hear more. Like, you have a bunch of yes men around you, which is why if you're Jerry Jones, you've been able to run your organization that way, because you don't have anybody there to say, this is a bad idea. We shouldn't do this. Even the king in the old days has a right hand, or has somebody that says, hey, this is a bad idea. We should probably do something else. But
Eberflus did serve as the Cowboys assistant coach under Jason Garrett for 7 seasons. So I bet you when Schottenheimer got hired, Jerry was like, Brian, I have a great recommendation for you. Mr. Eberflus is a quality individual, and I think he'll do great things for this defense. You know, the rattlesnake, if it bites, it'll get you. But if the rattlesnake stays coiled and just rattles, then it'll be just fine.
It will get me if it bites, huh, Jerry? Like, that's how people respond.
I think I just want to come up with more Texas-esque sayings that don't make a lot of sense that Jerry Jones would say.
Or that W
you know,
said.
Sometimes they say the lone star is the best star because it is lone. If you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, Jerry.
Sure, Jerry.
Good job. Yeah.
Sounds right.
Tell me more.
Well, the Cowboys will not be winning the NFC East. That's a given. We have four, right? I think four of it, because technically the Jags and Texans, the AFC South, is still up for grabs. Now the Jags play the Titans this week. So
the Eagles have clinched and the Patriots have clinched.
Hey-o.
That's it.
Patriots
and the Packers
and the Broncos have clinched.
No, the Broncos have not clinched.
Yes, they have. They're 2 games above the Chargers. Yes, that is also why the Chargers are not playing Justin Herbert is because that's true. Yes. So
okay, so three
Patriots,
3 of 8
Broncos wrapped up. The AFC South still to be decided. I'm gonna go on. Call me crazy. I'm going to go on a limb here and say that the Jags beat the Titans this week. I know. Yeah. I know. An absolutely wild prediction. But I think I'm confident enough that I think that that's going to happen.
I think Cam Ward's going to have a crazy game. That's what's going to happen. Dude, he's going to play spoiler.
I kind
of last game of the season.
I kind of want it to happen. I mean,
how many times have we seen that happen? Like the rookie all of a sudden has that, oh, that aha moment. And then at the end of the season, just goes off crazy. So I don't think it's going to happen. I think Trevor Lawrence and this Jags team is just, they're really, really stinking good, man.
They're a wagon right now.
They really are.
So that is, I mean, are we really thinking that the Jags?
No. Okay. Of course not. Of course not.
So the Jags more than likely going to wrap up that AFC South. And then that leaves the AFC North to be decided. Yes. In the NFC, Eagles have the NFC East wrapped up.
Oh, the Bears have clinched.
The Bears have the NFC North wrapped up after finishing last in the division the last 3 years. The Bears, it finally comes to fruition. Caleb Williams and the rest of the team. I saw a crazy stat, the amount of the sack difference this year between Caleb Williams last year and this year. The amount of sacks that he took last year compared to this year and the amount of yards that he lost in sacks also. It's like a 400-yard difference or something like that. NFC South still to be decided.
Yep.
And the NFC West still to be decided. So that leaves us with four divisions yet to be crowned. Again, I feel like we're all pretty confident on the AFC South. I want to...
There's only one seed that's locked in.
Yes.
That's the Packers or the 7 seed.
That's correct. Yeah, all the seeding left to still be decided. I feel like... And we can do this next as well as picking our division winners. But I feel like we kind of have a most likely playoff matchup scenario, though, in the AFC and the NFC as far as what we are most likely to see based off of the week 18 matchups and what is transpiring, like the Chargers sitting Justin Herbert, the matchups like the Jags and who they're playing, the tiebreakers that the Texans have. So, for the sake of time, let's take a break, and then we will choose who is winning these divisions and what are the most likely playoff matchups that we will see in the NFL playoffs. Do that next here. Dirt and Sprague, Joe Fish, Rashad Taylor, Sports Saturday Edition on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report. Jim West, Roughneck, so go check
them on the bar. Watch your step. Welcome back in to Dirt and Sprague. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor. Last day filling in for the guys. They will be back here on Friday. You know,
they'll be chomping at the bit if the show group text is any indication.
They're frothing and foaming right now. Here.
Kicked in watching the bowl games yesterday. My phone kept blowing up during the Pilots game last night, and I'm like, guys, I'm calling a game.
Some solid little bowl action last night. Solid
so
little
they
bowl
will be
action.
Chomping at the bit on Friday.
You know, you can't count on much these days. You can count on Dirt and Sprague being here Friday, ready to go, recapping the playoff action. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yes, you can.
Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. I would probably, you know, like wait until next year to pay for that, seeing that there's only...
Yeah, you want to start today.
That's like $250 a month. That's what the paper says. That's like $250 a month, Rashad. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Or you get it because PGA is going to be starting up in a couple months here, too. And so you can get your Paramount Plus so you can watch some CBS broadcasts. Of,
yeah, a week later, though, the Century got canceled.
The what?
The one at Kapalua that they play every year for the previous year's winners.
Gotcha.
They had irrigation rights, water usage issues.
Oh, I saw the photos, yeah. And the course is a shell of itself.
And so they had to cancel it. They couldn't move it.
Yeah,
they tried to find somewhere else in Hawaii. Because obviously the Sony Open is the next week,
right?
Which is the first full field event, but they play two in Hawaii, so everybody goes.
Where's
over
the Sony at?
Huh?
Where's the Sony?
It's on Oahu. It's near Waikiki.
Gotcha. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Hey, hot water irrigation in Hawaii talk and PGA talk already December 31st, baby. Yeah.
For all the people that wanted to hear some PGA,
there's your update.
There you go.
I did see the photos of Kapalua, though.
It didn't look good there. I think it's come back a little bit. They settled it, but they settled it too late, and the PGA got twitchy.
My aunt lives 10 minutes south of that course. Have never played it, unfortunately.
I have not played it.
But I've driven by it, and yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's
I mean, it's
well, there's
phenomenal.
A few courses at that resort, but
yes.
The Plantation course is where they play the tournament.
And so, yeah, seeing those pictures was jarring, to say the least. Okay, NFL divisions. We are all basically on the same page as far as Jags wrapping things up this weekend once they beat the Titans.
Yes.
That would leave the NFC West, NFC South, and AFC North. I'm going to go to NFC South here. I'm going to say the Panthers get it just because even if they lose, they have a fair chance of still winning the division. Because if they, the Bucs, and the Falcons all are at 8-9, then it will turn into like a round robin.
You're just dissing on Tyler Shuck, huh?
Yeah, after I was hyping him up the last couple of days.
Make up your mind, bro. Like, what are we doing?
I'm just saying that if there is a percentage on it, I don't know what the analytics say out there, but I'm guessing that the Panthers have the best percentage chance based off of even if they lose and the Falcons beat Tyler Shuck and the Saints. But again, I kind of want to see Tyler Shuck win, and I want to see the Bucks lose because I think it would be hilarious that when all things are said and done, the Saints finish second in the NFC South, which is still very much a possibility.
No, I think the Buccaneers, I think they saw what the Seahawks defense did to the Panthers. I know they're banged up defensively. They don't quite have all the horses that the Seahawks did, but they gave them the formula. And the worst thing in the world that the Panthers are worried about losing that is giving the Saints some motivation that they actually have a hand in determining things in the final week of the season. And for Kellen Moore and a young team, it's like, hey.
And going into next year being like, we were literally a game away, guys.
Let's practice this next year when we have to win a game to get ourselves into the playoffs. That's what this game, it'll totally be about setting up all of next year with all those young guys. I think the Buccaneers are going to pull off the miracle.
They have been so bad lately.
I know, and that's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, they've lost a lot of games in a row.
I know.
Lately.
They've lost like 7 of 8.
Yeah, they haven't played well. Like, I know a few weeks ago, or a month and a half ago, like, we were all very
high.
Bryce
Young is so
bad. You said what?
Bryce Young is so bad.
He is, or at least he was bad the other night, but he's been, to his credit, Bryce Young has been much better. No, he's been
54 damn yards.
Yeah, 54. It's historically bad. It's historically bad.
You get no
and up
credit
until
for
this
that.
Year, up until this year, they were on the hunt for a new quarterback in Carolina.
They should still be on the hunt for a new quarterback in Carolina.
Probably so. That said, Bryce Young has still got them 8 wins at this point, or at least been the guy
that got him to 8 wins. Dowdle and the defense got him to 8 wins.
You're right. But he, as the quarterback, we've seen Bryce Young engineer some wins towards the end of games, which is weird. He's been able to do it. So I don't know. For that reason, considering they are playing better.
I would be rooting for Baker Mayfield because Baker Mayfield will make the playoffs more interesting, especially Ibuka and those guys. It will at least be interesting. Their defense might be too beat up to keep them in a game, but I do not want to see the Panthers on Wild Card Weekend.
Well, and
I'm turning that game off.
Well, based off of,
I'll still watch it, but yeah.
Based off of the last like 8 weeks, though, the Panthers, they win, they lose, they win, they lose, they win. So because they lost last week, that means they're going to win this week.
Probably. But that's a better pattern than we're seeing from the Bucks right now.
I know.
And so I would much rather see this young team that everybody wrote off. There's nobody that said the Panthers would be anywhere near the playoffs. So I would like to see them at least go and kind of get that monkey off of Bryce Young's back for now until he actually can really kind of make some noise in the league. So it can't happen. Probably not.
Yeah, I'm going Panthers that they get the job done.
Just,
they
I
win.
See
and
Vita
they
just eat him.
Literally eat him on the field. Pause. NFC West, Seahawks, 49ers. I'm going 49ers. But now I'm nervous because talking to my buddy yesterday, he's like, that's why I'm going Seahawks because I feel like everybody's starting to zig that towards the 49ers, and that's when you zag. That's when you go with the Seahawks. And I'm nervous.
Williams is iffy at best.
He is, yeah. I mean,
if I'm the Seahawks, I'm licking my chops.
Him and McCaffrey both did not practice yesterday, which they normally do not because of like Veterans Day off. Not
it's a short
it was
week.
A
if McCaffrey day, practices today, then I'll believe he'll be out there.
Yeah, but Trent Williams is the one that's a little bit more in question with a hamstring injury.
Because then that defense is going to tee off. And if they get a couple of licks on old Brock Purdy there, things get interesting.
Yeah, I'm going 49ers in that one, Rashad.
Oh, man. 49ers looked so good on Sunday night. Like, really, really, really good. And the Seahawks, you kind of mentioned it, like, over the past month or so, like, scoring hasn't been at a premium for them. So,
look, if Caleb Williams and that Bears defense put up 38 against the 49ers, the Seahawks, see it before you throw it. Make sure it's there before you throw it. You do that. Don't turn it over. The running game's getting going. They can shorten the game possibly a little bit. Nope. I like the Seahawks.
I hate both teams so much. I'm probably going to say San Francisco just because, again, they looked really impressive last week. Brock Purdy looks like he is among the elite in the NFL right now at the quarterback position. So if he can play anything like he played on Sunday night and Christian McCaffrey is able to go, and I think that's really the big one. If he's able to go and play the way he's supposed to play, then I just think San Francisco has too many dudes.
And then Steelers-Ravens. I'm going Ravens. The Steelers receiving core, it's literally, I mean, if they don't have Calvin Austin, which if that's what you're depending on, you know, good luck. Then you got Adam Thielen, Scotty Miller, and then Pat Freiermuth, which, you know, decent tight end, but they will not have Darnell Washington. He underwent surgery for his broken arm. Yeah. So, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he had some throws. this last weekend where it was like, dude, you can take this easy slant and pick up the first down. You know what? No, I think I'm going to throw the 30-yard back shoulder fade to try and pick up this first down when all we need is like 3 yards. Like, maybe he watches film. He's like, yeah, that was pretty bad game for my part. Classic letdown spot playing the Browns. But I say if Lamar plays, well, great, but still, just feed Derrick Henry.
Feed Derrick Henry like you did last week.
Just feed him.
That would be too easy, and that's probably why they won't do it. But I mean, if Lamar's playing, then I would probably lean towards the Ravens just because it's a home game for them. It's Sunday
Snoop
night.
Snoop looked good last week.
Yeah,
Snoop was able to move.
Snoop Huntley is not terrible. If Lamar's going to be
cautious and try to protect himself and stand back there, I'd rather have Snoop moving around out there.
That's true.
Do I want to depend on Snoop winning me a game to get to the playoffs against Mike Tomlin and this Pittsburgh team? Like,
that's why you depend on Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and that's why you kind of lean on Derrick Henry. And because if I just have to lean on Derrick Henry, I would probably, I think I would say the Steelers. So if everybody's a go and Lamar is playing and Derrick Henry is getting the ball, then they would win. But honestly, if Lamar is still questionable right now, then I would probably lean towards Pittsburgh right now.
So you're going
Steelers.
Panthers, Steelers, and 49ers.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going Ravens, 49ers, Panthers. And then Swagger going Bucks.
Bucks, Seahawks, Ravens.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
All right, we shall see. And then all the seeding and matchups will be decided. Again, we kind of have an idea of what some of those might look like, but it will all be decided on Saturday and Sunday. Hour number one is in the bag. Let's go to hour number two. Let's talk more Ducks, Texas Tech. We got that matchup tomorrow in the Orange Bowl. Let's just do college football all in this second hour, huh?
Let's do that.
Ducks, Texas Tech, talk a little Indiana, Alabama, the game tonight, Miami, Ohio State, and give our round two predictions in the college football playoff. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague, Sports Saturday edition, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.